This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Not to channel my inner 80-year-old self, but how about that weather? What a beautiful day.
Babe, you bring out your 80-year-old self at the beginning of every program because the first thing you always do is comment about the weather, and that's okay. It's okay.
Feeling it's not just day. Every
feeling
program.
Regular, had a good weekend.
Every hour.
A little too warm.
Okay.
It's February.
I know it's February. It's February 3rd, Dan.
It's supposed to be cool.
No. Anyway, everybody have a good weekend.
Don't get your hopes up. Winter will come again.
Yes, of course.
This is what
this
we
is
call
fake
false spring number one.
That's right.
Fake spring number one.
Be more false springs as well.
All right. Good to be with you on this gorgeous Monday afternoon. Nikki from our sister station, 99.7 The Point, is in studio. Can I read from your Facebook? Let's get right to this.
Of course, Owen. I think I'm on the wrong one. Oh, there it is. Okay.
There you go.
Thanks, Sam.
We all work. We have microphones. We know how to use them. Hello, Nikki.
Hi, guys.
You wrote on Saturday morning, God saved my life last night. A couple of girlfriends and I went downtown, an early dinner and a drink. I left the spot we were at to go move my car, and I was approached by a man who pulled a gun on me and stuck it in my ribs. This was at 8 p.m. on a heavily traveled main road where there were people all around. That man didn't care. He didn't care that people could see. I need you to understand our city is not like it used to be. I love this city so much, but now I don't feel safe and I'm heartbroken. I'm sharing this because this could happen to anyone. For crying out loud, it was 8 p.m. It was early. Always be aware of your surroundings and use the buddy system. Mm. We're dealing with a different level of recklessness out on these streets. Thank you, Kansas City, Missouri Police, for taking this seriously. We need our police now more than ever. Thank God you're okay.
Amen. Say it again. Look, hands down, Friday was the scariest night of my entire life. The scariest night of my life. I could easily not be sitting here right now. I mean, if this could have played out completely different. And I know that, and I am grateful. Thank you, God, for keeping me here. But I'm telling you right now, this frazzled me. This shook me. And now my head is on a swivel.
But Nikki, I'm going to say this, and I love you so much. And I spent the weekend just enraged that this happened to you. We have spent our entire careers in the media. And so for anyone to not that, oh, we've got to have my head on a swivel. We walk around with our head on a swivel because of all of the stories that we tell and share and all of the things that we all collectively do.
Sure.
And to your point, this was 8 p.m. Not that I'm saying this would be okay if it happened at 2 a.m. But at 8 p.m.,
That's the thing.
You were still relatively aware of your surroundings. It was a busy area. Like, help people understand exactly where this happened.
Sure.
And what is the first thing you remember when you knew I am in trouble?
So this was right on Grand, guys. Okay, this is a heavily traveled area right down from T-Mobile Center. Think about how many times You have been on Grand, walking to a restaurant, walking to a bar, walking to a concert. Sure. It's 8 p.m. on a Friday. There are families at dinner. There are people walking all around. So, yes, of course, I am always on alert, but I didn't realize that somebody could be so bold to try and pull something like this at 8 o'clock in the evening.
And this was across the street from the Record Bar, right?
So this was a couple doors down, if you know where the Cigar Box is. I grew up going to the Cigar Box. That was my place. I love them. I love Frank. That's family. I have felt safe there always in that area on Grand. I've walked up and down that sidewalk 1,000 times. And it took one predator watching me, waiting for me to park my car. I parallel parked on Grand, found a spot right there. Parked my car, got out, walked around the car. It took 10 seconds. That's what I want you to pay attention to. When you hear my voice, it took 10 seconds for this to happen. So if it can happen to me, it can happen to anyone.
So he's
this man.
Go ahead.
Came from behind me, ran up on me, and said, give me those keys. And I didn't understand. I was like, wait, what? What's happening? Like, is this somebody that knows me, like trying to pull a joke on me?
Right.
You're in shock. Like, what are you talking about?
Am I parked in a towing zone?
Right.
Like, all the
right.
things you would be thinking.
Exactly.
Did you see the gun or feel the gun?
Well, that's when I told the guy, I said, no. Like, you're not taking my, no. Now, looking back, I probably should have just gave him my keys. But when I said no, he opened his jacket and took a gun and stuck it in my ribs. And I looked right down at that gun. I could tell you the color. Mm. I could tell you the make. I could tell you that it had a scope on it. I knew everything about that gun because that was the immediate threat. And I locked in. And my initial reaction, my initial, help. I mean, I just started screaming. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. It's just a lot. And I just screamed, thank God there was a couple about 12 feet in front of us. They turned around and it scared him and he took off running. And then I ran for my life back.
Go back to this, Nikki. There was a couple 12 feet from you when this happened.
When I said this, there were people out. There were people at dinner. I'm telling you, there were people all around. This is a different level of recklessness that we're dealing with. They don't care. They don't care that people see. They don't care that they're out. They are out causing chaos. And it does not matter to them. Our city, I need people to understand, our city is not the same. And we have to do something about it.
What I said again and again over the weekend, Nikki, and mm-hmm. I said this to you, I said this to anyone who would listen, is that the homicides make the news, and they should. We have a problem with violent crime in the city. We have a problem with homicides. Every year it seems to get worse. What people really need to understand, if mm-hmm. they get into the weeds of the crime statistics, the homicides, as bad as those are, and as much as we should care, are a fraction of the people who mm-hmm. are shot and or robbed at gunpoint.
Yes.
None of that is going to make the news. The non-fatal shootings and the aggravated assaults do not make the news. And if they could or if they did, every mm-hmm. single person at the Kansas City Star and all the television mm-hmm. stations would have to triple their staffs. And all the news would be the aggravated assaults.
Yep. And that's where I step in, because now it's happened to me. And thank God I'm blessed with a platform and I'm going to be loud as hell. Because now you need to know.
You were told kids, this happens all the time. You were told this happens all the time.
When the detective brought me in, she was like, Nikki, this happens almost every day. You're so lucky you didn't get shot. It's just nobody reports on it. I was shook. I'm like, your children that are going out to Power and Light, your children that are going out for drinks or going to the coffee shop or going out to listen to some music, how many times do you park and you get out of your car, you lock it, and you're like, oh, I'll just meet you guys inside. How many times does that happen?
I know, as a woman, you think,
yes.
Oh my God, this is great. I got a front parking space.
Yes, like, so score.
I don't have to be in a parking garage by myself.
Right. And what's crazy, my girlfriend, Erin, who, I left two of my girls in the Cigar Box. I'm like, oh, guys, I'm just moving my car. Like, God, I'll be fine. Don't worry about, like, dude, I'm just going to park it and I'll be right back. And she's like, I feel like I should go with you. And I said, seriously? Like, I was raised around guns. I pack, I do. I am very safe. I am trained. My stuff is legal, everything. And I said to myself, I was like, I don't need to.
Would it have mattered?
It's two doors down.
Would it have mattered?
I think that it would have hurt me more. Because if I were to bring that out, I think he would have panicked and he would have just pulled that trigger.
Would it have mattered that your girlfriend went with you? Because I don't think, I wonder if there's a couple
there. I don't know. I don't, honestly, Dana, I don't know.
But they prey on.
But they're there and they're watching you. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. They're watching you. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, I do not want this to happen to somebody else's daughter. I don't want this to happen to somebody else's kid. I don't want it to happen to you. If it can happen to me in 10 seconds, it can happen to anybody. And we have to get the word out that this is going on in our city. This is the city I was born and raised in, that I grew up in, that I love. And I'm heartbroken and I'm mad because we have to do something.
So then the question becomes what? Because outside of stationing a police officer right there every 20 mm-hmm. feet downtown, mm-hmm. Nikki, I don't know what you do. I have had friends who have survived violent crime downtown. And one of them, it was a shooting right in front of them, Scott. They dove for cover. It happened right in front of them. And they said, look, an officer was there within seconds. That's reactive. We are now at a point where I think we have to have the conversation about the proactive.
Mm-hmm.
Because and as great as the police department were with you, Nikki,
yeah.
And I think these idiots struck again, and we're going to get back to that because I hopefully there's an arrest, it's still reactive.
We need tools in our toolbox. I operate from the mindset of setting yourself up for success. And when I see this, and now that I know, you know, what has happened, I want to be prepared the best I can be. I mean, obviously things happen and you can't prepare for everything in life, but I sure can start going to self-defense classes. I sure can understand what to do when somebody comes up behind me. I want to prepare myself. So yeah, I mean, we're bringing our listeners to a self-defense class. I want to make sure people are aware of the stuff that's going on. Let's have the conversations. I had Captain Jake Bakina in this morning from Kansas City and Missouri Police. And I said, how can you and I work together? What can we do? I know you're short staffed. I know we need police officers and they're hiring. If you want to be there, they're hiring. But what can we do using our platforms to help spread awareness so I can set these families up for success and your kids so you have a better chance and you don't have to go through this?
Can you stick around for one more segment?
Of course.
Okay, Nikki from Ponch and Nikki, 99.7 The Point, joining us in studio. We'll continue with her in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Thank God that God was watching over her on Friday night.
Amen.
Nikki from 99.7 The Point, Ponch and Nikki joining us in studio. We read her Facebook post at the beginning of the show. She was downtown with some girlfriends Friday night, about 8 o'clock, goes to move her car. As she's getting out of her car to go back into the place where she was with her friends, mm-hmm. somebody runs up behind her and says, give me the keys to your car. Give me the keys.
You heard and felt the running.
Correct.
I've heard this from other women, Nikki, that you can
feel that.
You feel that someone is coming up. But mm-hmm. our first thought is, in that one millionth of a second, like, what? Okay, what's going on? Like, what?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've had people that run up to us with what we do for a living. Hey, oh my gosh, hi, I love you, or, you know, or say something to us. So that's not abnormal. But at the same time, this you could feel was different. And it just... I couldn't make sense of it in the moment.
We believe the two of them did the exact same thing the next night. Is that correct?
Correct.
You only saw one of them, but they were working in tandem.
Yes.
Oh, there were two.
So there was one man that, you know, the man who put, I'm not even going to call him a man because he's not, he's a POS. He put the gun in my side. I saw him. But apparently on the city cameras, detectives told me this, Nikki, there was another person. You didn't see him? I said, no. Where was he? And yeah, she goes, they hardly ever work alone. There's two of them. One's watching and then one's acting. So, this is calculated, guys. They're calculated and they're reckless.
You
they
didn't even
don't
have your nose
care.
In your cell phone. I want to be clear.
No, my phone was in the establishment. I had my keys and I had my wallet. Because I was like, well, if I'm moving my car, I need my ID in case, you know.
Right.
Just to be safe here. I left my purse. I left my phone, everything in the establishment. So it took 10 seconds for my entire world to change and for you to now have ruined how I feel in my city that I grew up in. I don't feel safe downtown anymore. And I don't know when I'm going to go back. And that breaks my heart. Because with what we do for a living, I'm downtown all the time. I'm at concerts down the hall, you know.
MCing events.
MCing events. I had an event the next night downtown at the Marriott that I MC'd. Please believe I had to give myself a pep talk in the mirror of like, you got this. I had security with me. I had my man with me. And I was like, you better be watching.
So they've made arrests?
They have. So this happened again, like Dana just said, on the next night, Saturday. I was on stage MCing. I came back to the table and I had a missed call from the detective. And they're like, hey, can you come in and ID? We've got a couple people in custody and we think this is them. I was like, God, that was quick. Like, I didn't expect that. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. As soon as this gala is over, I'm headed your way. And this is where I struggled, you guys. This is where I had to really ask some questions to Captain Jake Bakina. Because I went in thinking that I was going to be able to see a lineup. That's not a thing.
That's not how they do it anymore.
That's not how they do it anymore. Yep. And I didn't know that.
That's TV.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I, because I knew his body type. I knew how tall he was. I'm 5'8". I had heels on. This guy was taller than me. I'm like, you're no doubt going to be 5'10", 5'11". I knew you were slender. I knew you were young. But that was not how it was presented to me.
Yeah.
And that threw me. And then I also said, I'm like, well, can I hear the voice?
Yes.
Because with, you know, I'm an audio person. That's what I do.
That is seared into your memory.
It's seared into my memory. If I heard him say, give me those keys, I guarantee you it would click and I would be able to pinpoint him immediately. But I couldn't get that either. And that frustrates me because if we want to put these people in behind bars, if we want to hold people accountable, I need to be able to, where are the resources? Where can, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was frustrating.
We talked about this off camera, and my immediate gut reaction is always, well, that's it. To my children, we're done downtown. We're not mm-hmm. doing it. I know too many people who have had this happen that are close to me in the last couple of years. That's not feasible. That's right. Not the town we want to live in.
Right.
Ubering directly to the door and directly out every single time, also not feasible for everybody.
Correct.
So what is the answer?
The answer is going back to being prepared. I hate that we have to have these conversations. I hate that you have to go into a defense mode, but damn it, you do. Be prepared. Do not have distractions. Put your phone away. Take your ear pods out. You have got to be focused and be prepared for whatever is going to come your way. Set yourself up for success. And I mean this, I will be hosting a self-defense. I will be working with the Kansas City, Missouri police when I say we're going to learn about pepper spray. We're going to learn what to do in these situations. We're going to learn how to defend ourselves. So if this, you know, God, heaven forbid this happens to somebody in your family or whoever, you are ready.
But they will say this about pepper spray, Nikki. They will say to women, think about it. Do you know how it sprays? Is it a stream? Is it a fog? Have you ever used it? And in that split second, you would have to go, pardon me, do you mind, sir, before you pull a gun on me, if I could dig in my purse, pull that thing out, twist it around,
you would have to have it in your hand when you get out of the car every time.
Literally now living in a world where do you come out with that thing out? Like, come at me! You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to live in that world, but I don't know
but
what
it's reality,
more
Dana.
What more would you have done? There's nothing more you could have done.
There's not, but I feel like if these women do get a chance to spray it, in this class or whatever this thing is that I'm working in my mind, if they do know how to use it, if they familiarize themselves with these tools, you're going to have a better chance. I mean, that's all I can think to do right now, other than, because I don't want to stay away forever. I don't want to be like, no, guys, can't meet you downtown. I don't go there. I don't want to be that way. And I don't want to think about what's about to happen to our great city. We've got the World Cup coming. We are going to have hundreds of thousands of people in our city. All these eyes on us. We want our downtown to thrive. I don't want to take business away from it. We want it to succeed. But if we all start feeling like this and this keeps happening,
what did you do?
There people are going to leave. Businesses are going to bounce.
What did you do immediately afterwards? Obviously, you went back into the establishment.
Yeah, he runs like a coward. Yeah,
right?
Well, but good. Right. I mean,
I'm glad that he ran, but he's a coward altogether. Anybody who can sit there and truly sit there and watch somebody as a predator at 8 p.m., you had the, you deserve the full punishment.
Amen.
If you think you are bold enough to do that and you want to do it, you want to hold a gun, you want to come after somebody and assault somebody, you think you're a big guy and bold, okay, then get the full punishment.
Yeah.
Don't get the slap on the wrist. So, you deserve the full punishment.
So you go back into the establishment, I'm sure.
I did, yeah. And I went back in. And
what did
you
tell your girlfriends?
I was shaking. I was shaking. I was like, I just had a gun pulled on me and stuck into my side. And they're like, what? What? You know, of course, panic, shock. And I'm like, you guys, like, I got to go. I got to get out of here. Like, I need to call the police. I'm like, I'm freaking out. And that's what we did. And I did. I called the police and I got home. I had to get home first because I was shaking and I just needed to be still for a second.
Sure.
And just wrap my head around what just happened. And then the police, you know, they did. Kansas City, Missouri police sprung into action and they were at my house and the detectives and all the things. But man,
I will say this to you, and I say it with all of the love that I have for you. I said it over the weekend. It mm-hmm. bears repeating now. They picked the wrong woman.
Yeah.
Nikki,
oh, yeah.
They yeah. picked the wrong woman. And mm-hmm. I spent all weekend so thankful, so mad that mm-hmm. this has happened again to someone I know, but also so thankful you're here, so thankful you're okay, so thankful we share this platform.
Yes.
Because I want to know who they are. Mm-hmm. I want to know where they are. We will be at every hearing.
Yep. Absolutely.
This is bigger. This is so much bigger than one victim, because I know what people are going to say. Oh, we're talking about this now because somebody, you know, no. Because for every Nikki, there's 100 others out there that we don't hear about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm so glad you said that because, you know, that was one of the things I said in my video on my Facebook. I said, God did not give me this platform for me to use it in an ill way. That He gave it to me to use for good, and I'm going to be loud, and I'm going to make sure I protect somebody out there. Even if I protect one person and get one person, you know, aware that this is happening, then I did my job. Like we have to be vocal about it and we have to be aware. And I hate that it took 10 seconds for everything in my world to change. I hate that. But now it's okay. Let's take this and let's turn this into power. Take the pain and turn it into power. And now we go to work. That's what we do.
We love you.
I love you guys. Thank you.
I'm going with you.
We're glad you're safe.
I'm sick and tired of this happening to people I know.
We ride at dawn. Let's go.
So glad you're safe.
Thank you. Right, both Nick. Of you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Love you.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's amazing hearing Nikki's story because I have not felt unsafe downtown, but I'm going to rethink that now. Well, and maybe it's because I'm a guy. I don't know.
I live in that crazy brain. As you know, my head is on a swivel when we are downtown, but she was not on her phone, Scott. When I said, what more could you have done? Outside of walking around with a gun pointed in front of you, at the whole time pointing a gun outward saying, keep away from me, what more are we supposed to do?
Well, and he came up from behind.
And he came up from behind. And yeah. So I just, it all makes me so mad. And in the majority of the cases of the people I know, they happen to be women. And in one of them, he did come up from behind. And so we're supposed to roam around in circles?
Yeah. Walk down the street. Literally walking in circles so we know where everybody is, where they're coming from.
They know there are cameras. If you're a criminal, think about this. They know there are cameras.
They don't care.
He didn't care. There were people right there.
913-586-7798. Mike in Topeka. Mike, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Thanks.
So I'm very proactive with my self-defense training and take it pretty seriously, not just for myself, but for everyone in my family. And so, this kind of hits home too, because of just close proximity that, you know, it can happen to anyone, anywhere at any time. So some tips that I would say of things that you can do to kind of help protect yourself before something like this ever happens in the first place. Obviously there's the pay attention to your surroundings. As you mentioned, keep your phone put away, but when you pull up to a parking spot, go ahead and look around the area before you get out of your car at all. And look and see, are there any people who are just kind of hanging out in the area that kind of seem like maybe they shouldn't be there?
But Mike, and I love that you're saying this, downtown at 8 o'clock, there are people everywhere. And that's one of the reasons I would have felt a whole lot safer, right? And been like cheering the fact that I got this front parking spot right there on Grand.
Right. And so I guess my point with that is, if you do see people, even the ones that you don't necessarily feel could potentially be a threat, just take note of the fact that they're there. And so if they do start coming at you, you have an idea of where they're coming from. And then when you get out of your car, the very first, before you close your door, take another look around and make sure, you know, did that person move? Are they still in the same spot that I saw them before? Is there anything, you know, are my spidey senses tingling? And as you mentioned with the pepper spray, I personally, every time I get out of my car, if I'm going up to the bank, if I'm going to the store, especially if I'm getting gas, I always have my pepper spray in my hand, even though I also carry a firearm. I always have that pepper spray out and ready to go just in case, because that is kind of what it takes. You have to be on guard and ready to defend yourself in a moment's notice. And one last thing that I think, you know, a lot of people may not be able to afford self-defense classes because they can be a little bit pricey. One phenomenal resource that can be helpful, there's a YouTube channel called Active Self-Protection. They post videos every day of real-life, real-world self-defense encounters, and they give lessons on what the person did right, what they did wrong, the things that you can do to help protect yourself. It's an amazing resource. I highly recommend checking it out.
Mike, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. John in Olathe. John, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, y'all. I like the show. I like what Nikki was saying, but... Okay, I've worked in law enforcement for over 25 years, and I've worked city, I've worked state, and currently I'm working federal. If they have a firearm, don't fight back. Give up your keys. It's not worth your life. If you fight back, you don't have pepper spray, keep your keys in your hands. I've taught all my kids how to fight back. Use your keys, use whatever you have in your hands. It's that simple. But if they've got a firearm, it's
all
just
bets are off.
Yeah.
You bet. Because I've seen too many people get shot because they won't give up their keys, they won't give up their wallet. It happens every single day. So pay attention when you're out and about. Don't walk across the street looking at your phone. You see so many people that are just they walk across the street and they're looking at their phone and they wonder why they get hit by a car. Don't unlock your car until you're at your car. You never know if somebody's going to be waiting in your car or they take your car. You've got these key fobs that as soon as you walk out the store or walk out of wherever you're at and you unlock your car, guess what? Somebody can get in your car that simple. And you're not paying attention. Guess what? There they are. So
yeah. Hey, John, appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it. 913-586-7798. Bruce in Raytown. Bruce, hello.
Yes, I'm 5 feet, 6 inches tall, and I weigh 150 pounds, so I'm not a very big guy. So a big guy really intimidates me. And I went to a funeral in Alabama. A friend of mine's wife died. And I coming back out of Alabama, I was just driving along, and I was stopped at a light. And I have a Yamaha sticker on the back. I did have. I took it off. But I had a Yamaha sticker on the back that to anybody sees it, they know you ride a Yamaha motorcycle. And this great big guy on this loud motorcycle pulled up next to me and started pounding on my window. I mean, it was bending the window. He pounded so hard. And I wasn't about to try to. I mean, people said, what did he want? I said, I don't know. There's a scary guy, and I always carry wasp spray in my car, and I just reached down with my left hand carefully so he didn't see it, put the wasp spray in my right hand, rolled the window down, and shot him in the face. And he let the clutch out, and his motorcycle slammed into the car in front of him, and he fell over, luckily away from me, and the light turned green, and I just drove off. It was simple.
You carry wasp spray in your car.
This is not the first time I've heard this, Bruce. Huh. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah, so I always carry it. I always have it by my front door, too. When I answer the door, somebody I don't know, I have it in my hand. And so if something happens, and they say you can take out a whole group of people with wasp spray, one can of wasp spray.
I'll be darned.
And it's cheap. You can buy it anywhere. They sell it at Walmart, any hardware store. They sell it at dollar store. They sell it everywhere. And it's just something simple that I don't know what the guy wanted, and I wasn't about to try to find out.
Bruce, thank you. The other thing that scares me about Nikki's story, if you really think about this, you know, they attacked her Friday night, mm-hmm. and then turned right back around in the same vicinity and did the exact same thing to somebody else. Do you honestly believe that is the first and second time they have stuck a gun at somebody to try to get a car or money? You are insane. I would love to know how many times between the two of these idiots they have pulled this, because what it says to me, Scott, at 8 p.m. with all those people around is they're not afraid. They're not afraid of getting caught. They're not afraid of consequences. They're not afraid of 8 p.m. versus 2 a.m.
Well, and I get the frustration because this is nothing new. I go to concerts downtown often. I'm not going to pay $30 an hour to park, so I always park on the south side of where this went down, which means I walk through it to get to the concert and back through it to get back to my vehicle. I have been heckled every single time I have walked through that area. There is a business there that is shut down, and so, you know, the entryway is often has 3, 4, 5 guys hanging out in it. And these aren't people, you know, hanging out smoking a cigarette because they came out from the establishment they were in. I don't know what they're doing.
So why do you keep doing it, Sam? Yeah. Because you are tall. But
it's because I have a sense of security because I am a larger person and nobody messes with me. But they have no issue screaming things at my girlfriend that I cannot repeat on the air without getting fired. And it happens every single time.
Then why not pay the $30?
Because that's expensive.
Well, it is expensive.
But when we get to that area, and I know that those people are going to be hanging out in that portion, and that they're going to be yelling at my girlfriend from 2 feet away, I typically walk on the street side. That's what you're supposed to do. I switch, and I walk on the building side.
Well, I'll tell you, if there is any good thing that came out of this, it's Nikki's platform. Because as you and I were talking before the show today, How many times, I know you mentioned this a minute ago, how many times does this happen and it doesn't get reported?
99% of the time this happens and doesn't get reported. And I don't mean not reported to police. I mean reported in the news. If we were in the business of reporting all non-fatal shootings and aggravated assaults,
or stick-ups,
it would be 24/7. Mm-hmm. You know, I've looked at that crime map. It's not every 5 minutes down there, but it looks like smallpox on that crime map with all of the red dots where stuff like this has happened, you know, on Thursday through Sunday. Or hell, why are we even putting names and dates and times to it? This was at 8 p.m.
on a Friday night. 913-586-7798. Amanda and the others, hang tight. We'll get with you in just a moment. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Our thanks to Nikki from 99.7 The Point for coming in, sharing her story. Thank God she is all right. After having somebody come up to her on Friday night downtown, roughly 16th and Grand, and say, give me the keys, give me the keys. She says, no. He pulls out a gun and sticks it into her ribs. She screams. He gets scared, runs off. Thank God. Amanda in Platte City. Hello, Amanda.
Hi. So a fan of Nikki's in the morning and a fan of you guys in the afternoon. So the whole world, I've been hearing about this all day and forming some thoughts. I am a survivor, not a victim, a survivor of violent crime. So when she's talking, I understand where she's coming from. I understand the impetus and the drive for her to, you know, do something and help others in doing something to protect themselves. I have a little bit of a different perspective. I'm not a native of Kansas City, but I've been here a long time. And I think something that is at the root of our problem with Kansas City is we have an image of ourselves that we like to project. And we like to think we're small town friendly, Midwestern friendly. And we are, but we are a big city and we have big city problems. We don't have small town problems. And I think it's a little bit of a disconnect when we talk about ourselves as Kansas City, we're small, we're friendly. We are, we're awesome. But this goes with crime. This goes with economic disparity. This goes with transportation, like, you know, public transportation, building the airport. It's that whole mentality that we as a community need to really, you know, pull it together and stop with this. I hate to use the word schizophrenic, but that's kind of how it feels, is we feel like we're a small town and we're not addressing root key problems of the fact that we are a big city. And we need to act like that, act accordingly. We need to treat everyone in our community with that perspective. We need to figure out how to treat these underlying issues of this kind of crime in a big city manner and stop the small town mentality of, we're all, everybody kumbaya. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Amanda,
I have a solution. But
yeah. Can I ask you,
my perspective.
How long was it? Because I have more than one people close to me who have survived something similar or worse. How long was it for you? You know, Nikki said her life changed that day. And once you survived something like this, you're never going to go back to the way you were before.
True story.
How did it change you and how long did it take? I don't want to say to go back to normal. That's never going to happen. But before you didn't, you know, I would think there was going to be somebody jumping out trying to kill me every 5 seconds after something like this.
Right. Right. First of all, lots of therapy. Can't say enough. This was, please hold. Let me count this. This was college a gazillion years ago. Hypervigilance and waiting for somebody to jump out of the corner, or jump out at me. That probably took me a good 3 or 4, maybe 5 years to get, quote unquote, through it. Over. You don't get over it, but you get through it, right? It definitely does change your perspective. I have a daughter. That changed how I raised her. The instantaneous effects of like the PTSD kind of stuff, reactive fear, anxiety, it's going to take a while. It takes a while. It takes less time if you have a really good support system, and by all means, therapy. Like, I can't say enough good things. Without that, you're just going to keep living in that circle and your life will not, it's hard to go on and have a good quality of life unless you do those things to heal from that, if that makes sense.
Amanda, do you still find yourself looking over your shoulder?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I'm also a woman living in the society. I mean, I haven't gotten out of the car without car keys between my fingers, between my fingers since I was 17 years old. Hmm. So
did they catch your perpetrator, Amanda?
Depends on who you ask. They think they did, but it's kind of hard to say. I will say the people that in order for us to not live in fear, we have to understand the people that are perpetrating these violent crimes, statistically speaking, it's our same ne'er-do-wells. It's the repeat ne'er-do-wells, right? Which I love that you guys use that word, so I'm going to use it.
Yep.
It's not like there's a jillion people out there looking to get us and looking to make victims of us, right? Mm-hmm. There's some real bad people with real selfish and bad intentions for whatever causes that from them, right? Whatever makes them be like that, societal pressure, economic, bad home life, bad upbringing, whatever it is, right? We are not a bunch of dangerous people. There are a few bad people out there who make it everybody else.
Perpetrating the same crimes. And I agree, Amanda.
Amanda, thanks for the call. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.